sunny skies today, highs around 75. Good morning from the ABC Newsroom. I'm Brooke Stratton. It's currently 58 degrees outside. An accident shortly before midnight in Cambridge. A one-vehicle crash claimed the life of a female occupant last night. The accident happened on Interstate 77 south of milepost 46 near the Respects exit. The vehicle driven by a male occupant was traveling north on I-77, struck a guardrail, which caused the vehicle to strike a bridge, and came to rest against a guardrail. The male driver sustained non-incapacitating injuries. A female passenger was killed, and a five-year-old, also in the vehicle, was transported to the hospital. No names have been released, and the accident is still under investigation. Two local firms joining forces for an expansion project. Metallurg Vanadium Corporation and Davis Architectural Group have announced that they have entered into contract to design and manage construction of an expansion project. Construction of a state-of-the-art $7.5 million raw materials storage building as a part of Vanadium's $30 million expansion plan, which will increase the production capacity of its Cambridge plant by 25% by the year 2010. The Cambridge facility specialized in the environmentally beneficial conversion of oil refinery and power plant waste products into specialty metals used in the automotive, construction, and energy transmission fields worldwide. A woman was taken to OVMC after a single vehicle accident on Interstate 470 in Belmont County at about 5:45 p.m. Saturday. An official with the Ohio Highway Patrol said 53-year-old Rochelle Barger was driving east on the highway before she drove her vehicle off the left side of the roadway and struck the median. Barger's vehicle then crossed the highway and ran off the right side of the roadway and struck a guardrail before it came to rest. Police said Barger suffered only minor injuries in the accident and was cited for failure to control. Traffic in the area was reduced to one lane until the vehicle was towed away. The 161st Guernsey County Fair gets underway in Old Washington today. Today is a moving day with rides, exhibitors, and many others setting up at the fairgrounds. There's a church service slated for 2 p.m. this afternoon. The fair gets underway in earnest on Monday when 4-H judging begins. The Junior Fair Parade follows the 6 p.m. flag-raising ceremony. The crowning of the Junior Fair King and Queen will take place around 7:15 in front of the grandstands. Open day events wrap up with a rough truck contest beginning at 8 p.m. and carnival rides begin operation at 9 p.m. tomorrow night. General admission to the fair is $7, which includes free mechanical rides and fairground parking. You've heard of TGIF, so how about TGIT? As the four-day work week is gaining popularity, our Mike McKay has more.
Due to the ever-rising cost of energy and shrinking budgets, many governmental agencies, local, state, and federal, as well as businesses across the country, are looking to moving to a four-day work week. Those in favor of the four-day work week point out studies that show it can improve productivity, boost morale, reduce greenhouse gas emissions, and save energy, both at the workplace and for the workers. However, some say that the compressed schedule could curtail services, create hardships for families juggling childcare and after-school activities, as well as other responsibilities. While many envision the fabled three-day weekend, it's pointed out that many essential services must remain operational, meaning not everyone is going to be off on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I'm Mike McKay for ABC News.
Since 1995, the Elder Caregiving Award has symbolically honored all Ohioans who lovingly care for family and friends by recognizing outstanding individuals who selflessly dedicate their lives to care of others. The deadline to nominate someone for the award is September 15th. To be eligible, nominees must be a caregiver to someone age 60 or older, and either the caregiver or care recipient must be a resident of Ohio. Application forms can be obtained through the Area Agency on Aging Region 9 by calling 800-945-4250, or they can be submitted online at www.goldenbuckeye.com. The 159th Belmont County Fair wrapping up its week-long run today. Highlights for today include morning worship services at 11 a.m., the Junior Fair Still Project trophy presentation beginning at 3 p.m., the Belmont County Fair completing its run with a crowd favorite, Demolition Derby, which starts at 1 p.m. in front of the grandstands. The 33rd Annual Ohio River Stern Wheel Festival wrapping up its three-day run today in Marietta. Each year, between 30 and 35 authentic sternwheelers make the trip to the riverfront community for the festival, which draws thousands to the banks of the Ohio River. Today's events begin with sunrise services at 8 a.m. Highlights include the Captain James E. Sands Memorial Races and a classic car show, both beginning at 1 p.m. And this note of interest to pass along, the Caldwell Water Plant has lifted the boil order that was in effect for Caldwell. The Pure Water Company also has lifted the boil order that had been in effect for Caldwell to Elba, including the 564 system. Now with a look at upcoming events, here's Community Information Director Becky Reinhart.